Republican Congressman Rod Blum and his Democratic challenger, State Representative Abby Finkenauer, meet tonight for the second of two debates. Political forecasters show this Northeast Iowa seat as one of the seats that could flip control to the Democrats this midterm election. Iowa Public Radio's Pat Blank has a look at some of the issues likely to be discussed.
Two-term Republican Representative Rod Blum says health care is the number one topic of discussion when he talks with constituents. He admits what's in place now is not working, but he thinks it can be made better.
We've kind of dismantled Obamacare piece by piece, but some pieces are still there, some aren't. I'd like to see us, you know, look at each individual little part of healthcare, like reimporting of drugs across countries' borders, selling insurance across state lines, negotiating drug prices with the pharmaceutical companies for Medicare, Medicaid. Let's just look at each one of those individual things and start passing them, and I would think that could be bipartisan.
Democratic state lawmaker Abby Finkenauer says from the moment she announced her candidacy, she was asked how she plans to make coverage more comprehensive.
You know, I'm sorry, this is not how this should work. And I knew in that moment this was going to be one of the biggest issues out there. And we had to do everything we could to kind of put politics aside here and actually get some real solution on healthcare, because it's not working as it should and we've got to fix it.
The first district spans 20 counties in northeast Iowa, including a considerable amount of farmland. So it makes sense that another hot topic involves tariffs. Congressman Blum defends President Trump's trade policies and says better days are ahead for farmers.
I have heard, and we'll just say through the back channels of Washington, D.C., that China has been reaching out wanting to sit down at the table. I have also heard President Trump said, I'm not ready to sit down at the table yet. So there is some short-term pain. There's no doubt. I'm not denying that for farmers. But I think the long-term gain is going to be absolutely phenomenal for our farmers.
Finkenauer is not that patient. She says those who depend on agriculture need help now.
One of the things that comes up a lot is the fact that this trade war was started on Twitter. And the instability and chaos being felt in Washington, D.C. right now is hitting us here in Iowa so strongly. I mean, we're projected to lose about $2.2 billion with our agriculture, but then also our manufacturing on top of it. And it's very, very concerning. And again, that's the kind of stuff that comes up.
According to the latest figures from the Secretary of State's office, nearly 37% of the voters in this district have identified no party. Finkenauer believes those numbers tend to favor her.
I don't know if they're Democrat, Republican, no party. It doesn't really matter to me. My job is to listen to them and make sure that they're being heard in Washington, D.C. And quite frankly, that hasn't happened here in Iowa's 1st District for the last 4 years. It's something that we've got to change, and I'm willing to go do that.
On the other hand, incumbent Congressman Blum says he believes he has more work to do, so he's the right person for the job.
I'm somebody that started with nothing. The house I was born in had dirt floors, two of them. Two of the rooms had dirt floors. My parents had 10th grade educations, both of them. And I lived the American dream. And then I started with nothing, and through education, hard work, and some risk-taking, I ended up living the American dream. And I want to make sure the American dream is there for our children and our grandchildren. So that's why I'm there. That's why I think I'm suited to be in Congress.
63-year-old Congressman Blum says, however, he believes there may be some misconceptions about him.
Washington, D.C. has not changed me. And you can ask our leadership that, because I'm a thorn in their sides on a lot of these issues. And lastly, I'm not a career politician. I don't want to be a career politician. So I go and do what's right. And sometimes what's right, in my mind, is voting against my own party.
Finkenauer, who's 29, says in her case, what you see is who she is.
I've been really open and honest with folks, and being who I am and being, the girl that grew up in Sherrill, Iowa, a little bit north of Dubuque, in a town with more cows than people, and now I've gotten to represent Dubuque for the last 4 years. I have stood up for my friends and family every chance that I've gotten, and that's who I am and what I'll be in Washington, D.C.
Tonight's debate will be held in Cedar Rapids. For Iowa Public Radio News, I'm Pat Blank.